As the very real drama of Iraq continues to unfold on the nightly news, this Wednesday a fictional version makes its debut on the cable channel FX. A new series called Over There tells the story of an American Army unit on its first tour of duty. It's the first television series to be based on a war in progress, and the latest from Emmy Award-winning TV producer Stephen Bochco. Bochco's small screen credits include NYPD Blue, L.A. Law, Hill Street Blues. Fans of his earlier work will not be disappointed. Over There pulses with the same gritty energy and gives a unflinching and emotional glimpse of the war's effect on the warrior. If you have questions about Stephen Bochco's new series or about his extensive work, give us a call. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK. The email address is TOTN at NPR.org. Stephen Bochco is with us now by phone from his office on the Fox lot in Los Angeles. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
As I mentioned at the top, this is the first television series to tackle an ongoing war. How do you create a realistic portrait of this conflict at a time, we just mentioned, a lot of journalists are having problems finding out exactly what's going on?
Well, we have an advantage over the journalists. We get to make stuff up. Obviously there's a huge amount of raw information available to those of us who write and create television shows, between the newspapers and television and periodicals and of course the internet and emailing with troops in Iraq. There's a tremendous amount of input that we can access. And when FX came to us asking us to do this show, once I was able to sort of get clear in my own mind how to do this show in a non-political way, then accessing the kinds of material that we could turn into stories was no big problem.
A couple of points there. FX, it was their idea?
Yes, it was. We had a general get acquainted meeting, and they said to me that they would love for me to consider developing a show about the war in Iraq.
And you say in a non-political way. Well, obviously, this is a pretty politically charged subject.
Well, it's a politically charged event, in terms of the country's perception of it. But my feeling is that in storytelling terms, in terms of art, if you will, that the real function of a provocative piece of television is to ask complex, interesting questions as opposed to providing pat answers. It seems to me that if you take a political position in your storytelling, aside from the obvious dangers of proselytizing,
mm-hmm.
you're also instantly polarizing your audience. Half the people are going to agree with your position, half the people won't agree with your position, and what gets lost in the sort of raucous debate are the elements of storytelling and drama that really make a show compelling.
It is I've just seen the pilot episode, but at least done for that much. It's a platoon movie show. It doesn't deal with great issues of policy, except as they affect guys and women on the ground.
That's correct.
So those political issues don't really come up so much.
No, I don't. They certainly don't in the pilot, and we're almost done with our 13 episodes for this first order. And it doesn't really come up much at all, nor should it. I think when you take young men and women and you put them in harm's way, and then you also focus on their husbands, wives, mothers, fathers, worried sick for their welfare back home, you have the elements of a tremendous amount of storytelling on a very personal level, which really, makes policy per se irrelevant.
We're talking with Stephen Bochco about his new show Over There, which debuts on FX this week. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. As was mentioned, the show deals not just with Americans who are serving in Iraq, but with their families. Here's an excerpt from the show. This is Frank Dim Dumphy delivering a message to his wife via a televised email.
Someone said tragedy was the inevitable working out of things. And the tragedy here is we're savages. We're thrilled to kill each other. We're monsters. And war is what unmasks us. But there's a kind of honor in it, too. A kind of grace. I guess if I'm a monster, it's my privilege to be one.
If you want to see clips from over there, you can go to our website at npr.org. And Stephen Bochco, well, let's get some listeners on the line.
All right.
This is Ted. Ted's calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. Mr.
Sure.
Bochco, my question is, how do you or do you think that your series can have an impact on people outside of the United States vis-a-vis their perceptions, not about U.S. government policy in Iraq, but about our men and women who are serving in Iraq? Because after all, it is our soldiers, airmen, Marines, who are in fact engaged in that last 3 feet of public diplomacy with the Iraqi population at large. And if the Iraqis and others have a better, more positive perception and, you know, humanize our people, you know, perhaps that will change their perspectives overall towards our presence in Iraq.
Well, you know, I can't speak to what those perceptions may ultimately be. What I can speak to as someone who creates television shows and creates characters that populate those shows is that I think as a population, not only here in America, but perhaps, you know, in other countries as well, we tend to look at members of the armed forces as a sort of faceless uniform in much the same way, you know, you could argue that in the late 1970s and early 80s, we thought about cops that way. And what shows like Over There hopefully accomplish in much the same way that I think Hill Street Blues 25 years ago accomplished, was to put a face on individual, you know, folks who are serving their country or serving society here at home, you know, on police forces. And when you start to individuate these people and you see who they are and you put them in the context of a war or an urban war, you begin to understand that they're normal people, you know, charged with extraordinary responsibilities. And some of them meet those responsibilities heroically, and some fall short of the mark. But in any event, you realize that they're human beings just like the rest of us. They're flawed, they're courageous, they're brave. And, you know, when you tell stories about those people, I think you begin to stop thinking of them as a monolithic force, and you start seeing the humanity behind the uniform.
And I would opine, sir, that perhaps that perspective that you just explicated would go a long way towards perhaps changing the perceptions of, say, Iraqi terrorists who are, you know, blowing up IEDs against a faceless entity as opposed to people. So perhaps some spillover of your program can do some good.
Well, Ted, thanks for the call.
We
just have a minute left, Stephen Bochco. I did want to ask, you must be under a lot of pressure to make sure that this is portrayed accurately.
Well, we always put that pressure on ourselves. We put that pressure on ourselves for any show that we do. Whether it's a cop show or a law show or, in this case, a show about war, you know, we try to educate ourselves as much as we can. And in those obvious areas where we don't have expertise, we reach out to people who have been there, who are in the armed forces, you know, who are experts in the cultural complexities of the Arab world and to the extent possible, we do try very hard to be realistic.
Stephen Bochco, thanks very much, and good luck with the show.
Thank you, sir.
Stephen Bochco, an Emmy Award-winning television producer. His new series, Over There, debuts Wednesday night on the cable channel FX. Mr. Bochco joined us by phone from his office in Los Angeles. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan. This is NPR News.